Back in August of 07, we launched a satellite called Spaceway, and it's a satellite unlike really any other satellite in the world. It's a router in the sky, and it's different from, like I said, from all other satellites. It's capable of very unique routing capabilities, and it permits the building of user groups for various agencies to communicate with each other, really at all levels of government. What we're talking about is agencies that need to coordinate relief and recovery efforts during an emergency.
And so when you say user groups, does it mean that you can use any old device to get on this user group, or do you have to use specific devices, or how does that work?
You need to use Spaceway-enabled satellite antenna, which we've been deploying all around the country for consumers and commercial entities and even government agencies already.
So is that a satellite telephone?
No, it's really an antenna that enables voice, data, and video communications, really when nothing else is available. It certainly serves terrifically well as a path-diverse backup network for agencies. Agencies have been trying to achieve diversity and redundancy by oftentimes selecting two terrestrial carriers. And what we've seen in the past, particularly in Katrina just a few short years ago, is that the terrestrial infrastructure, as terrific as it is, was brought down hard. And look what happened. Internet congestion. The internet was congested. It was slow. Landlines were down and cell networks were congested or blocked. So what Spaceway and the Intergovernment Crisis Network offers, Jane and Jonathan, is really a path-diverse, interoperable and secure and diverse network that is there for the agencies when nothing else is.
You know, you mentioned Hurricane Katrina, and I wonder if you could give listeners an idea, and Jane and myself, of course, how this might have worked during Katrina and what types of problems might have been avoided.
Well, let's talk about the building of user groups as well. But first of all, these path-diverse satellite capabilities serve as something that the agencies can seize automatically when the landlines are down, and routers on the premises can switch automatically to the satellite, and keeping the network running, keeping the agency operating, even for its own function. Now, when you talk about forming user groups of agencies that ought to be coordinated together, let's talk a user group that, for instance, is the White House and the 50 governor's offices, FEMA and the 50 emergency management agencies of the states, and DOJ and state and local law enforcement and so forth. And you could go on and on. I mean, even the CDC and the state health agencies. These agencies now, all of a sudden in a crisis, need to be coordinating with each other. And if their landlines are down, they can't do it.
And so they talk to each other through. Help me understand. So their normal computers would run through the satellite-based system, or how would that work?
Absolutely. The data networks that operate normally over the landline networks now are switched over to the satellite. Video conferencing can be enabled so that crisis leaders from different agencies can talk to each other and have video conferences. They can share data files to sort of figure out where assets and resources need to be deployed next.
Tony Bardo, cool. That's great technology. Assistant Vice President of Government Solutions for Hughes Network Systems. So do they buy into this, Tony? Or is this rented when needed? Or how does that work?
The best way to deploy this is in an emergency prep mode, Jane, as opposed to an emergency recovery mode. The satellite industry has been terrific at emergency recovery, rushing deployables and transportable satellite antenna to the scene of a crisis. But agencies ought to be building satellite capability into the infrastructure, the architecture of their networks today, so that when a crisis happens, they have that capability already there, already at their offices, deployed around the country, very affordable, and these networks can be invoked and enabled instantly upon the realization that the terrestrial network is down.
Well, it's pretty interesting technology, and I'm sure there will be a lot of people that are interested in it. And I know that you'll be speaking to John Gilroy today at 11 a.m. on Federal Tech Talk about this. So everybody should tune in for that for more explanation of how it would work and how it would best serve your agency. And, Tony, thanks so much for joining us on the show. great to hear about this, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thanks. We're very excited. It's a terrific national asset, and we're pleased to offer it. Jane and Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you. Can we set one up for Federal News Radio in case there's a crisis communications here?
You'd be a perfect candidate. We'd love to talk to you.
Really? Oh, all right. Thanks so much, Tony. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. So long.